Excuse me. I was just wondering if you were okay. I don't mean to intrude or anything, but looking at my clock here, you're sitting outside by yourself at a park bench in the middle of the night. So, excuse me if I overstepped any boundaries. I'm glad to hear that. I know that to you I am some stranger, but if there is anything that you wish to get off your chest, I'd be more than willing to have a listen. No, you don't have to tell me everything. Maybe just what's been bothering you, or what has you sitting here in the middle of the night? I'm sorry to hear that. I know that breakups aren't always the easiest thing to go through, but look at it this way. If they were not able to see your true value, then maybe they were not deserving of you in the first place. Is it wrong of me to try and cheer you up? I know that I'm just a stranger to you, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to show compassion now, am I? I'm glad you agree. Well, I know this may sound strange, but if you wouldn't mind some company, would you like to accompany me back to my dorms tonight? It's been an awful bore lately, and I wouldn't mind having another person to chat with. Yes, it's fine. I actually had plans with one of my friends tonight, Holland, but I believe he went and cancelled on me to go to one of those dorm parties, most likely to go get drunk out of his mind, and then have somebody waste their precious time escorting him back to his own dorm. No, you have it mistaken. He's all around a good guy. He just also happens to have the characteristics of a frat boy. But if you're able to look past that, then he's a really lovely person to be friends with. It's quite alright. Well, would you like to take me on my offer? We could wine and dine the night away. I could even put on some classical music in the background to really elevate the atmosphere. Yes, that's the spirit. And although I don't usually curse, fuck it, as they would say. Am I right? Well, let me offer you a hand. Here, let me help you up. So, shall we get going? Gentlemen first. I don't understand. What kind of friend makes plans with you and then drives to just cancel you like that. It makes no sense, I tell you, it makes no sense. Why would you even make the plans with me in the first place if you were just going to cancel? I'm terribly sorry. Here I am, I invited you over to my place, and here we are. Ended up on my couch, and I ended up ranting to you about my life problems. This was supposed to be about you, and even I failed to realize that. You flatter me too much. Well, I'm glad at least my rambling has managed to distract you from your problems. I do promise that wasn't my intention in the slightest. You know, you're a really good listener. I really like that about you, you know. On top of being extremely gorgeous. You don't find many of those kind of people these days. Did that make you blush a little? Well, it makes you look all the cuter, especially those delicious lips of yours. I shouldn't have had so many bottles to drink. That was a bad decision on my part. Here I was just criticizing Holland for ditching me to go to a party, and possibly ended up getting drunk, yet here I am at 1-2 in the morning sitting in my apartment also getting drunk. Oh no, stop it, you. You're being far, far too kind, above your own merit. I'm supposed to be the one consoling you. I'm supposed to be the one listening to you and comforting you. Yeah, we're doing the complete opposite. So stop it, you. Stop it. Okay. Stop it. But enough about me. Plus. I really shouldn't be saying much anymore. It's not really moral for me to try to go after someone like you when you've just broken off with somebody yourself. What am I thinking? So, if you wish to tell me, which you don't have to, of course, completely of your own choosing, why did you end up splitting up with your partner? They were neglecting you, and you realize that they just They were just too busy in order to have you in their life. Yeah, that happens sometimes. And I'm sorry that happened to you as well. It sucks when you know that in the interest of the heart, they still love you, but sometimes life can just get in the way of things, and unfortunately, that becomes enough of a reason for people to not end up together anymore. I knew from personal experience on my part. you wouldn't wish to hear it. It's something that happened a very long time ago, and I should have done better on my end to make him happy, but I didn't, and I threw my possible first love away. So I don't know if you're trying to make me look like the villain here. Still being so kind after I've told you to stop, but whatever your majesty wishes, I shall oblige. Well, this incident took place around 5 years ago, when I was still a sophomore in university. Wait, no. A sophomore in high school. Apologies. I had just transferred to a new high school because my parents, my mother and my father had gotten a new job opportunity. So we were very excited because that meant a more financial securing for my entire family. It was a bit weird having to get used to a new school, a new environment and everything, but you could say the same case with anywhere you move to, honestly. So, I attend to this new high school, and I wouldn't say shy, but I was definitely reserved. But not having anybody to talk to or any friends, my parents suggest that to occupy the time, I perhaps join a few clubs or join some sports, which that was definitely out of the question. So I ultimately ended up decided to join the literature club. There, on my first day, a really nice guy named Daniel introduced me to the club. I called him Danny. I really liked that nickname for him. He was tall, not exactly like buff. wait. Like he was like, he worked out, but he wasn't like that kind of like buff, you know. He was soft, nerdy, and I don't know, he was just really, he was like a big, cuddly, teddy bear. He was adorable. Well, a few weeks after I had gone adjusted to the literature club, we had started to hang out a lot more outside of the club. We had developed an interest in each other as time went on, and then he asked me to be his boyfriend, which I happily said yes. He was the best boyfriend I could have ever asked for up until this moment. Honestly, he was kind, he was sweet, he was attentive, he was romantic. But as the school year went on and I started to involve myself in a lot more of school and curricular activities, I started to neglect him, and ultimately we decided that we couldn't be together because of my negligence. I used to regret not giving him more attention back then, and to this day I still think about it from time to time, but I think I've learned to move on and just accept the past and learn from my mistakes. I don't take you for that type of person who did what I did back then. You seem like a really lovely person. Someone who is cute and sweet and soft and cuddly and attentive. And I just really want to kiss you right now. What'd I say? No, nothing. You don't have to worry about your cute little face about anything. Oh, I'm gonna have a killer headache when I wake up. If we ever see each other again, which we possibly will, and I do hope we do, please remind me to never touch another bottle of alcohol in the near future. I shouldn't have drank like this. And I don't trust myself to not do that in the future, so I shall rely on you to do that for me. Okay. You don't mind if I lay on your shoulder like this, right? Your stuttering is quite cute, I will say. If I didn't know any better, I would have assumed that you might have had an interest in me, fancied me a little bit, but no. You've just gotten out of a relationship yourself. There's no possible way. But, if it does make you feel any better, a kiss on your cheek makes everything go away. That's what my mother taught me. She would always kiss my boo-boos whenever I got myself hurt, and little me would always believe it, and everything would be okay. So I hope that kiss on the cheek, at least for you, will make things better. my name. Oh, God. I'm getting so drugged, I even forgot to introduce myself. Hi. Sorry. Hi. My name is Sebastian. But a lot of people, mainly my friends, call me Seb for short. You don't want to call me by my Seb? Well, what do you fancy my nickname shall be then for you? Sebby. did I hear that right? You wish to call me Sebby? Well, that's the first if I've ever heard it, but whatever makes His Majesty happy. Sure, I will happily be called Sebby for you. It is cute, I will say. It is cute. It's something like my grandma would call me. I like it. You're really comforting, you know. Really relaxing. Comforting aura about you. Well, who cares about that dumb old ex of yours, anyways? In fact, why don't I help you forget about that ex of yours? Oh, you know what I mean. Kings don't deserve to feel sad demit to feel happy and loved and taken care for. So why don't I turn that pain into pleasure? unless if you enjoy pain as well, then that could certainly be arranged. Don't make me say it now. Why don't I service you, Your Majesty? I could help you forget about them. and instead fill your mind with only thoughts of me. And maybe later make your mind blink. Is that something you would like, Your Majesty? There's no need to be so hesitant. I promise. If you wish to not do this, I won't pester you anymore. And we can just call it a night here. Okay. Just know that everything is on your own accord. I wouldn't wish to make you uncomfortable or anything like that. It's okay to be nervous. Just think of it as me helping out a new friend. You know, you're a bit distressed from your breakup, and I'm just here to help you relieve that distress. Or something like that. However you wish to imagine it. So, what do you say? Would you like to do this with me? Perfect. Well, for tonight, all you have to do is sit back and relax. I shall take care of everything. Tonight, I am going to make it all about you, Your Majesty. Why don't we start with a kiss? Other things. I see. Well, close your eyes. Is it okay if I kiss here. Your neck is so soft, darling. Can't wait. Let's bruise your neck with my kisses. Fuck. Isn't that right? Ew. Did I find your sweet spot? Well, let me pay extra attention to your body feels so warm. Put my hands on your stomach and slowly make my way up. Your nipples are already hot for me. Shall I give them a little bit of attention? Yes, I believe I shall. It's so beautiful. Does that feel good, my majesty? Yes. Let out all of the noise that you want. Tonight, it's all about you. So don't be afraid to let loose. Yes, that's it. Let yourself go. Let me hear all of those pretty noises. Someone's a little bit eager. I can already feel you against my stomach. Well, I don't believe I should delay things any longer, right? Then, let me just move my way down. Well, you're gonna have to remember to keep your shut up for me. We don't want that to get in the way now, do we? Wow. It seems like a sudden somebody is quite eager to see me now. Why don't we? Let me just undo this. Wow. Well, I know I'm going to have quite a fun time with this. Oh, do you want me to say it? Such a fun time with your cock. It's already straining against the fabric. And just me laying some kisses over it. I can already feel you pulsing against my lips. Look at me. Does this feel good? Seeing me servicing you like this, Your Majesty. I'm not going to continue if you don't answer me. What was that? You're gonna have to speak a little louder for me, Your Majesty. Oh, quite bold now, aren't we? It seems like desperation is gripping you at your throat. Well, if my king eagerly so wishes me to, then I shall do it with such joy. No, don't worry. I also find great satisfaction in worshipping you like this. So much so that I just can't seem to control myself. Do you mind if I take the fabric off now? Yeah, I can. Oh, I always find it so funny when when cocks do that. But no, Matt, that's not what I'm here for. No, wow. It's so big and thick. My mouth is just watering at the thought of being able to taste it. Going easy on me. Please use me however you want. I'll be completely fine. Here. Put your hand on my head and however slow or quick you want to will be all up to you. Okay. Perfect. Let's get on with the main finale. Fragile as you think I am, and I can already see on your face that you wish to fuck my mouth with your cock. Please, let yourself go. Use me as your little ragdoll. Yeah, that's what I truly want for you. Yes, it's completely okay to do so. Oh. I didn't expect you to come so much. Nor did I expect you to fuck my mouth that hard. Oh God. Well, could I ask if that felt good? Yeah, it felt good. Well, I had a hunch that that felt good, but still, it couldn't hurt to ask. You know. No. Don't apologize. To be quite honest, I didn't even know the sight of you existed. It was quite surprising, to say the least, but I must say, it was quite hard to witness. Yeah, seeing you go all dominant on me when you suddenly fucked my mouth like that. I really enjoyed it. And I can tell that you really enjoyed it too. Ew. There's no need to thank me. I was just simply helping you out. And it was more than worth it to see you like this. And to be able to taste your cock. Shush it now. I won't hear another word from you. Just accept it, okay? Good boy. No, come on. Let me help you up. It may be really early in the morning, but we should still get you cleaned up. Oh, all right. Now get it moving. You can thank me all you want later while I'm cleaning you up. Come on, come on.